hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everyone's having a terrific day today. How are you doing today, Deb?
Austin, I'm doing absolutely wonderful. This is the day the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. I will be on Hagman tonight. So you guys stay tuned. We got a lot of new stuff coming on Hagman tonight. And so I'm looking forward to the show today. And I want to start off with a little Bible study here. Let us always remember, in Christ, redeemed through his powerful blood, the blood of Jesus Christ, our Savior, paid for the penalty of our sins and resulted in the forgiveness of our sins in accordance with the riches of his grace, which he lavishes on us. And always remember that, it's by the blood of the Lamb, by the power of our testimony, that we're just set free, and God is such a good God, and he's allowed us to do this. So I really like that. Tom sent me that this morning, and I thought I'd just share that with you guys. But I also want to cover some stuff with you that's kind of disturbing this morning, and it's kind of frustrating to me. I mean, I'm going to start off with this, because I've got two daughters, and one of them's 16, one of them's 18, one of them's about to be 17 and 19. And Ken and Barbie, the Ken and Barbie dolls have been a really big deal for little girls, you know, forever. And now Mattel has just released a gender-neutral Barbie, and the video promoting it is preposterous. Mattel launched a line of dolls with no distinctive feminine or masculine features because kids don't want their toys dictated by gender norms, quote-unquote. What? To promote the dolls, a video was released featuring actual gender-neutral children. And what is said during those videos, is completely baffling. The war against genders is still on more than ever after Celine Dion's gender-neutral clothing line for children, which contained horrifying symbolism. We all reported on that a few months back. Mattel has now released dolls that assume no identifiable gender. The gender-neutral dolls of the new Creatable World toy line let kids accessorize the toy to be a boy, a girl, or both, or neither. The six dolls have different skin colors, hairstyles, and clothing to celebrate the positive impact of inclusivity. Each customized doll comes with long and short hair, wigs, skirts, pants, shirts, jackets, hats, and various shoes. And to achieve gender neutrality, Mattel toned down the feminine and masculine features, such as Barbie's breasts and Ken's broad shoulders. The line is said to be geared towards kids who identify as gender fluid, meaning they don't identify as having a fixed gender or male-like female. All right, I'm going to stop reading this. I'm about to get ill. This is from Vigilant Citizen. And what I find frustrating about all of this, Austin, is that these people think this is okay. Now, remember, all of these major corporations, 90% of them now, of the major corporations, are controlled by the Sabbatean Kabbalist Luciferian Synagogue of Satan group. And you think, well, no, that's not true. Okay, whatever. A year and a half ago, I did a show with you guys. And I took the major corporations, I mean, I took about a dozen of them, and I listed their CEOs, their CFOs, top executives, marketing executives, and I gave you whether they were Christian, whether they were Ashkenazi Jewish, whether they were Hindu or Muslim or Buddhist or whatever. I gave you their ethnic backgrounds. And I'm here to tell you guys that the same group that has brought us all of this quote-unquote sexual diversity, the same group that has promoted this through the Kabbalah and through the Zohar, is the same group that's doing this with Mattel now. And if you guys don't believe me, do a little research and get back with me. And if I'm wrong, we'll change it. I'll come back on and I'll do a retraction on this show. And I'll say, well, I missed it on that one because I haven't looked at it. But just go ahead and find out who's running Mattel and who's doing this and who's involved with all of this. You know, it's the same group that's working right now in Mexico and all Spanish-speaking nations in South America and Central America. Mexico is planning a summit of all Spanish-speaking nations to discuss the problem of American white supremacy. What? Is this what we get? So many promises, so little actual little help in securing the southern border? Are the Mexicans actually trying to assist us in our invasion? A conspiracy theorist might claim that Mexico is complicit in trying to flood America with people of Hispanic descent to reclaim what they feel was rightfully theirs. I mean, what the heck? I mean, why can't these people leave the white people alone? I mean, what's up with that? Why do they have to constantly attack? We're already in an unbelievable minority on the planet as it is as far as whites, and we've decided that we're going to go ahead and self-terminate. That sounds like a movie. So if whites are self-terminating because they're only having one or two children, so we're self-terminating our own race. So why in the world do we have to have help from another country in self-termination? We're doing it pretty well on our own, which is kind of sad. And I'm here to urge you all, if you're a patriot and you're a constitutional patriot, you love God, and you basically want the best for this country, and you don't want socialism and communism, I don't care if you're black, white, Hispanic, blue, pink, or purple, you need to reproduce. You need to have more kids. You got to keep raising little Americans, guys. If you don't do this, what's going to end up happening is we're going to have a situation where the white people are already we've already self-terminated. All right, we've already given ourselves so many Gardasil shots and so much fluoride, and we carry so many cell phones in our pocket, wiping out our sperm count, and so many cell phones in our back hips, wiping out, you know, cooking our ovaries. That, you know, we're done. You know, we've basically allowed this whole, you know, eugenics protocol to affect us. I mean, we're done. Europe's done. But so if the white people are done, why in the world are we still having meetings now of all this other speaking Spanish countries about white supremacy out of the United States? I mean, this is a real problem, guys. I'm posting this article on the Health Masters news site, and we've got to think through what this means to us when all of these countries are going directly. I mean, if we said, if I was down there and I was basically, and I was saying, you know, Mexico plans a summit of all blacks to discuss the problem of black American supremacy, all HE double sticks could break loose. If I said Mexico plans a summit of all Spanish speaking nations to discuss the problem of American gay rights and the problems associated with that, all HE double sticks would break loose. If it said Mexico submits plans of all Spanish speaking nations to discuss the problem of Muslims invading America and Europe, unbelievable, all hell would break loose. And guys, this is so frustrating that they can put an article up like this. Mexico plans summit of all Spanish-speaking nations to discuss the problem of American white supremacy. Well, you know, I got a newsflash for you guys in Mexico. Let's have a little, you know, little chit-chat here. As many problems as we have here in the United States, don't get me wrong, we have a plethora of problems here, self-imposed because of the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. Self-imposed. We've done it to ourselves with this massive debt. Self-imposed, allowing the Council on Foreign Relations to come in after World War I and basically dictate foreign policy. Self-imposed because we've allowed the American-Israeli Political Action Committee to control our Congress. Self-imposed because we've allowed over 50 of our congressional leaders and senators to be dual citizens with another country. Self-imposed. It's all self-imposed. We've done that. But then why, if we're so bad, and we're run by white people, as you say, why is it that everybody's bunching up at our border trying to leave your doggone hellhole of a country that people eat out of garbage dumps, and they have houses with no floors and dirt, and you've got dogs roaming everywhere because you don't want to get rid of the animals down there? Why is it everybody wants to leave your countries and come to the United States if we have such a problem of American white supremacy? Why do you want to come here? Why do you want to show up on our borders, on our doorsteps, and say, we don't want to live in Guatemala anymore? We want to live in the United States of America because Guatemala is an HE double sticks hellhole. Why do we have to sit here now and listen to you badmouth us and talk about American white supremacy? Why is that? And it makes me so ticked off, Austin, when I see stuff like this in the mail, or, you know, in my email box. And I appreciate you guys sending me this stuff, but it's true. And it's just an all-out war on white people. I mean, if we were doing an all-out war on blacks or Hispanics, oh my gosh. If we had a meeting of all English-speaking countries to detect a problem of Hispanic supremacy, what the heck, man? The Hispanics would be bringing out their Mexican flags and rioting in Washington, D.C. I mean, that's what would happen. But we white people are so sedated now with our little IVs of fluoride and our 76 immunizations and our Prozac and our Zoloft and our tricyclic antidepressants and our serotonin reuptake inhibitors and all of the drugs they put us on to dumb us down, that we just sit there and go, oh, wow, that's really too bad. What's on TV tonight? How is Kim Kardashian's butt today? Oh, yeah, she's been doing butt exercises. Look at that. Oh, I think I'm going to have a beer. Where are the Doritos? I need some more MSG. I've got to get back into my theta brainwave state and watch TV. Oh, yeah, my NFL's team's on right now. Oh, look at them. Ha, ha, ha. They're kneeling at the national anthem. It's so funny to me that they desecrate the flag of the United States during the national anthem. They kneel at it. But I'm going to watch them anyhow and support their TV show. What the heck, Americans? What the heck, white people? What are you, nuts? And I'm not talking to you, my listeners. I'm talking about your friends and the people who don't listen to this show, the people that are willing to allow this stuff to go on and on and on into ad nauseum. What the heck, man? If it's so bad here in America, if it's so bad, why are you bunching up at our borders to allow your people to flood into our country so they have jobs and they can feed their families and they can send money back into your country? Let me say something to you guys. You people who are in South America who are having your little meeting right now who hate white people, you nauseate me. There you go. How you like that? You nauseate me, and I think you're the scum of the planet. I think that anybody that would talk to the people in our country the way you're talking to us now, the way you're acting now, after everything we've done for Central and South America, especially with the doggone trade stuff that we did through NAFTA, which we never should have done, and giving you guys all those plants, all that equipment, all those jobs, all those factory positions down there to try to help your country, that if you want to talk to us and treat us like that now, who in the world do you think you are? And guys, I'm going to say something else. It's this Sabbatean Kabbalist group that's running these major corporations. It ain't the white people. I just thought I'd mention that. And they're the ones that are running the United States whole, and they're the ones that are allowing this advertising to be out there and allowing this stuff to be promoted, because they're the ones that have an atavistic hatred of Jesus Christ and Christianity and Catholicism and everything that held the entire planet together for the past 2,000 years. They're the ones that are doing this. Check out and see who the CEOs are, Mattel. See who they are. Find out who their names are. Find out what their ethnic backgrounds are. Find out what they believe. Find out if they're socialist communists. Find out if they're some of the folks that got to come over from Lenin and Stalin. Find out if these are the guys, or their grandfathers are the ones. By the way, Trump now is continuing to run his obfuscation. Trump says, we're at war over impeachment sparked by sick whistleblowers, almost a spy, and leaked footage while hinting at the death penalty, as he claimed the White House knew about complaint from CIA officer for weeks. Guys, the circus show goes on and on and on and on in Washington, D.C. Now, by the way, Trump is also upset with Kushner, which is a good thing. He says Kushner is a death cult Shabbatist. Criminal justice reform thinks that it's a political loser and a total dud. Felons released by the First Step Act, 960 drug dealers, 496 weapons and explosives, 239 sex offenses, 106 robberies, 59 homicide aggravated assaults. It looks as though it has finally dawned on the Donald, they're releasing a bunch of felons so the Koch brothers and Jared Kushner's criminal pals like Shalom Rabinsky could get more cheap labor. It may not have been such a good idea. Trump snubs Jared Kushner's signature accomplishment. Subheadline, the president thinks criminal justice reform is a political loser and hasn't been shy about saying so. You know, I hate to tell you something, Donald, okay? You know, Kushner, whose own father spent more than a year in federal prison, worked closely with Democrat and Republican senators to get the criminal justice reform bill over the finish line last year, often telling his tough-on-crime boss if it was worth expending political capital to seize a rare opportunity to become the deeply partisan divide, to overcome the deeply partisan divide on Capitol Hill and solidify his image as a pragmatic dealmaker. Pragmatic dealmaker, yeah. He wants to be the Antichrist. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, that's my opinion, by the way. I just thought I'd mention that. But, guys, this is the same goes for Shalom Rubinstein, the Israeli-born drug dealer, okay, who Trump pardoned. Okay, but now Trump is telling people he's mad. Okay, after he's done all of this and pardoned all these guys, he's now saying everybody's mad at how criminal justice reform has panned out. Now think about it. He decided to do all this stuff. Trump did all of this stuff. You know, he allowed this Kabbalah son-in-law of his to go in and do all of this stuff, and now Trump's mad. No. He's not being played by Kushner. Kushner's running the White House. I mean, they're taking all of these people who needed to go to prison for all the things they've done. They've let them go. And now they're going back, and now Trump's doing damage control and going, oh, my gosh, I can't believe what Kushner did. I can't believe he did what he did. I can't believe he says what he says. Wait a minute, Buckwheat. Here's the deal. You're the president. Are you just going to let this kid run around and do what he wants to do? Nobody believes that. You signed the paperwork, buddy. You're the one who pushed it through. You let Kushner do what Kushner does, and that's to come rob, steal, and destroy. Wow. What do you think, Austin?
No doubt about it. I mean, I think it's been very clear for quite some time that Kushner pretty much operates under his own accord. He doesn't have to get any approval from Trump. This, to me, is more of Trump trying to do damage control on his end to make himself look like
exactly.
He doesn't approve what Kushner did. We've seen before. I mean, Kushner will go over to the Middle East. He'll go over to Israel. He'll go over to all these different countries. He'll have meetings with foreign dignitaries and leaders and everybody else, and he'll completely leave our entire individuals as far as that are over there, whether our ambassadors to that country, whatnot, completely leave them in the dark. Not even allow them in a meeting. Just completely, I'm sorry. You're not invited to this one. This is where the billionaire boys club hang out. You're not allowed to come into this one. And so, I mean, he does whatever he wants. And ironically, and this is what we brought up so many times, he isn't an elected official. We never elected Kushner for anything. It never even got the option for a vote. He just kind of came in on the shirt tail of Trump. Or did they bring Trump in so they could have Kushner in? There's a question right there you got to ask. I'm not implying anything. All I'm saying is it's very odd to me how hardcore Israeli globalist that Kushner is and what he really stands for, as you can really see in most cases. And then pretty much has carte blanche immunity to do whatever he wants, and Trump pretty much just lets him have free reign. And then when he does something like this, Trump has to go in, I don't like this. Then why doesn't Trump sign an executive order and completely step back every single thing that Kushner's done with this ridiculous reform that he just did with this whole thing? I mean, why haven't we released individuals that have gotten 10 and 20 and 30 year sentences for possession of cannabis or, you know, stupid stuff like that? I mean, why are we allowing individuals with homicide and all kinds of other aspects, as Dad just mentioned, to get released? It makes no sense unless you understand what they are trying to do. So also, too, you have to be aware of a lot of the stuff that's going on. And back to what Dad was saying a second ago, it's ironic to me how you have nations of all, you know, Hispanic-speaking nations coming together to talk basically about how bad the United States is and how bad individuals are and white individuals are in the United States. But I guess they forget about the order that Trump signed with foreign aid December 18, 2018. You can pull it up on any major mainstream and even alternative news outlet that the United States last year pledged $5.8 billion in aid and investment to strengthen government and economic development in Central America and another $4.8 billion in developmental aid for southern Mexico. The U.S. aid aims to promote better security conditions, job opportunities as part of a regional plan to allow Central Americans and Mexicans to remain in their countries and be prosperous. So we gave them $10.6 billion this year with a B. That's with a B as in Brower. $10.6 billion last year. And they still have the audacity to have a meeting and basically talk about how bad we are. I don't see any other country in the entire world offering $10 billion to help anybody out down there. I don't see any other country in the world offering that kind of money anywhere to anybody. That's a lot of money. You know, $10 billion is some serious coin. You start looking about how much stuff you can do with $10 billion, and I mean, that's just free money. It's free money. It's like helicopter money. Hey, you guys, the helicopter's coming in. We're going to drop a couple pallets off. You got $10.5 billion coming in. You guys need to basically spend it on infrastructure and security and economic, you know, aspects. And, enjoy it. Here's $10.5 billion. Happy birthday. $10.5 billion. Enjoy it. Don't spend it all in one place. And, again, we're criticized for basically being this horrific country when we hand money out over and over and over again. It's kind of like the story you hear when you talk about, and you see this with some people as well sometimes, where people will go in and they continually get free stuff from somebody, and they get more free stuff from them, and they get more free stuff from them. And finally it reaches a point where when you stop giving them free stuff, they come in and say, "Where's my free stuff? Why have you given me free stuff?" Because they get so used and so they basically think they deserve it, and they think that basically they're entitled to it, that when you stop giving them free stuff, they get mad. Why aren't you giving me my free stuff? Why aren't you giving me my pie today? Why haven't you given me my check today? Why haven't you given me a new car today? And you go, dude, I was kind of helping you out when I was in really good times, and I was being generous because you're my neighbor. Yeah, but I want my free stuff still. Why'd you stop giving me my free stuff? I think you're missing the concept. I was giving you a gift to help you out. Yeah, but I still want my free stuff. That's how these guys are acting down here right now. You know, we keep giving billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars, and it's not enough. Well, we want more free stuff. We need to figure out why you're being so stingy. Why don't you give us more money? You guys got plenty of money. Well, the Federal Reserve can just print more money, which in reality they can. The Federal Reserve's too busy buying back stocks or funding banks to go buy back stocks is what they're doing right now. So anyways, on a different note, though, with that. So I just wanted to kind of touch base on that as well. Also, too, I want to bring something up. I saw the commercial for this, and it's a very weird movie. I have no plan on going to see it. It's a new film, the Joker film that's coming out. I saw the commercial for it. I went and saw Rambo the other day. Very strange looking. I don't know. I find this to be very ill-timed. Does anybody understand the concept of the villain, the Joker, and Batman? It's basically a very, very deranged, sadistic individual that's all about anarchy and chaos and just as much violence and as much chaotic behavior as possible. That's what he stands for. So very odd to bring out a film based solely on the Joker, with, to my knowledge, at least in recent movie history, there's never been a film based solely on the Joker, because the individual, the character, is so dark and depraved. You have to have some type of balance, and that's what the Batman is there, is you have the antagonistic character of the Joker, and so you go back and forth on that. But to produce a film solely on the Joker seems not only ill-timed in this current aspect of the country that we're in right now, as far as things getting so aggressive and people getting so violent and the media becoming so inciting of violence with Antifa, and now we're starting to see, now a report just came out that Army commanders have now warned that they've gotten very disturbing and very specific chatter on the dark web about a potential mass shooting at an unspecified movie theater during the release of the upcoming movie Joker. Now, I don't know whether or not this is legitimate dark web chatter, or if this is basically gearing up for a false flag to let people know that something's going to happen. I really don't know. There's no way to really know. But commanders in Oklahoma were specifically given an intelligence memo that was later confirmed by the Texas Joint Crime Information Center, which initially issued the warning with the FBI. They said the Fort Sill Criminal Investigation Division received an intelligence bulletin regarding a credible and very potential mass shooting to occur at an unknown movie theater during the release of the new Joker film scheduled on October 4th. The intelligence bulletin was published by Travis County, Texas Sheriff's Office. Working with the local FBI field office, they have discovered disturbing and very specific chatter to this film on the dark web regarding the target of an unknown movie theater during the Joker release. And so they go on to say here how they discuss the film's aspect, how the film, the new Joker, wants audience to sympathize with the new Joker, Arthur Fleck, as it paints a picture of a sort of person who could become such a monster. It's been well documented how movies and other forms of entertainment can shape viewers' attitudes and behavior, and it's also been very well documented how the CIA and the Department of Defense has funded hundreds of movies that have come through Hollywood in order to push their narrative. So I don't know if this is something that they're basically saying, hey, this is what we're letting you know we're going to have happen, or they very well may be priming individuals, because the whole aspect of the Joker being essentially a loner individual and a very deranged individual that has a mental breakdown and goes into extreme violence is depicted apparently very aggressively in this film. And so, again, it's not a movie I have any intent on seeing. I have no desire to see this film. Secondly, especially with this coming out, I have no desire to go to a film that there's even a resemblance that they think there's going to be some type of shooting at in general. Just want to give everybody a heads up on that, but we know in a lot of cases that they try to incite these situations with these mass shootings, whether or not they're false flags, whether or not they try to just encourage this behavior. But this film, in my opinion, has no business coming to the screen on the aspect of what it stands for, what it's about. I mean, if you know the history and the aspect of the Joker character as a villain in Batman, having a movie that's based solely on this character and releasing it to the mainstream film footage and in pushing it. There's ads for it everywhere. I've seen them online. I've seen them on YouTube. I've seen it on the movie with the Rambo. I've seen them everywhere now in the last week. They're really, really, really trying to hype this movie. So whether or not this is real release, but I mean, the Sheriff's Department, the FBI, everybody's taking this very, very seriously of what's popping up on the dark web. I don't know. I've never been on the dark web. I have no desire to go on the dark web. I don't even know how to get on the dark web. But apparently, people talk about some really, really sadistic stuff on the dark web. So just wanted to bring that up, Dad, and kind of put my two cents on that topic.
You know, Austin, that's, that whole thing with the Joker movie, I've watched the previews on it. That is some demented stuff. And again, the problem is, how do we know that they haven't wound up a bunch of people with MKUltra and this is going to be a trigger for them?
Now, trigger film.
I'm going to be very direct. That's right. And so all of a sudden, this thing gets released and we have 40 or 50 shootings in, you know, in theaters all around the country. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen. I have no idea. I'm just saying, what if that did happen? It would be the perfect reason to bring in martial law. You know, I mean, this whole thing is, you know, and the guy who stars as Joker, I mean, he lost like 60 pounds so he could be like this emaciated skeleton running around to do this movie. I mean, it's just, the whole thing is just twisted. And, you know, I've seen the previews of it, and some people like it, some people absolutely hate it, some critics like it, some critics actually hate it. And it's another one of these movies like Rambo that I went to last weekend that's completely useless, and I wish I hadn't seen it. You leave there feeling less human, and that's the thing that people need to get is, do you really want to put this stuff into your head? I'm not even going to go see this movie. I mean, I don't want to see it. But think about this for a second. You know, in Aurora, Colorado, a few years ago, you know, we had that massive shooting. Supposedly, we don't know what happened there. We have no idea what happened in Aurora. And the guy's laying out there dressed like the Joker, you know, drooling on himself, pretty much comatose on drugs, and he was the one who's supposed to have carried out the shooting. Whatever, you know, whatever. We don't know. Nobody believes that. But what's ironic about all of this stuff is, you know, if we know in advance that the military is warning us about people shooting up theaters during this movie, why would you want to go? Why would you want to bring your children to that? I mean, you really, let me explain something to you. Lord forbid you ever have to defend yourself with lethal force. Lord forbid that. I don't want anybody to ever have to do that. This is not Afghanistan, and this is not Iraq, and I mean, we're not having to deal with that here, thank God. But if you actually had to defend yourself and you had to brandish your weapon and you had to shoot somebody, you're probably going to get arrested. You're probably going to go to jail. And you're probably going to spend your life savings and attorney's fees to get out if it was legitimate shooting. And if it was not a legitimate shooting, you're probably going to go to jail for the rest of your life. Your name's not Hillary Clinton. Okay? You're not Bill Clinton. You know, there's a whole different set of rules and laws. You're not Jeffrey Epstein, who's living on an island somewhere sipping martinis right now, having his little 12-year-olds come to visit him. You're not that guy. All right? So, you know, you're not going to walk away from all of this. You're going to be more like Julian Assange, all right? You're going to be taken into prison and tortured, and everybody's going, oh, that's terrible. I mean, think about it for a second. Well, hasn't Trump gone to England and said, you need to get Julian Assange out of prison. I need to bring him to the United States. We need to get him to testify, and I need to pardon him. We need to figure out what the heck happened with the Democrats in that last election. Oh, but that's not something that's going to happen, is it? That would actually make too much sense. I don't know. It's to me, the whole thing about it is just absolutely crazy, this kind of stuff's going on. And continuing to go on, they actually release movies like that. By the way, the infant and child mortality in the United States is nothing to brag about. The United States spends over $230 billion annually on children's personal care, representing about 8.4% of total U.S. healthcare spending. Are you getting that? Spending jumped 56% between 1996 and 2013, with some of the increases likely covering. Here we go. Vaccine program costs that began dramatically escalating in the 1990s. But these substantial outlays are not translating into a rosy health picture for American children. Instead, leading child health indicators seem to be giving new meaning to the phrase geography is destiny. International comparisons show that the U.S. has ranked the lowest among 20 developed nations for child mortality for the last 30 years and currently ranks behind 55 other countries worldwide for infant mortality. Guys, you can't shoot them up with all these poisons and expect them not to die. The U.S. also lags behind other developed countries in terms of the rate at which infant mortality is declining. In fact, infant mortality due to prematurity or low birth weight began trending upward in the 80s. Present U.S. children are born are 76 more likely to die before their first birthday than infants in other wealthy nations. If you've got a kid, he's 76% more likely to die before he's one than in other wealthy nations, with one out of every 270 American babies dying in their first year of life. One, I mean, this isn't, they don't get sick, they're dead. The infancy on, young Americans are confronted with challenge of beating terrible odds. Guys, and so much of this has happened and escalated after we did this, started doing the giant increase in immunizations. So much of this is directly related to SIDS, which over 16%, according to some statistics, of the SIDS deaths would occur within 72 hours of the immunizations. And then the parents are blamed for shaken baby syndrome when the baby dies of SIDS because of the immunizations. I mean, and they end up going to jail in some cases. They didn't do anything. You see, you hear him now. But I didn't do anything. He was vaccinated, and we found him dead the next morning. Yes, you did. You shook him. No, I didn't shake him. What are you talking about? He started screaming and squalling as soon as he had the immunization. The pediatrician told me it was okay. He was arching his back and screaming. He was having an encephalitic, you know, cytokine storm. I didn't know what to do. And the pediatrician told me to let him be. He was dead the next morning. No, you didn't. You shook him. You killed him. No, you didn't. Guys, think about this for a second. You know, I have a friend of mine up here in North Carolina. And I told you this story a few weeks ago. I had a grandson named Harrison, and he had the MMR shot 18 months. And he went into this whole cycle with the cytokine storm and the encephalitic scream, all the bit, and the eyes rolled back in his head. And immediately the doctor said, you've poisoned this child. He's got a hold of some type of illicit drug that you have in your house. I'm calling the Department of Family Services. What? Are you? No, this happens all the time. We've got to realize it. By the way, heart attacks. Another study has come out, and it said that nearly 800,000 people will suffer a heart attack this year. That's like every 40 seconds. But now they're finding out that you can actually reverse a lot of this with high dosages of vitamin C. And I thought this was pretty cool. It says your heart attack risks go way up with a vitamin C deficiency and way down with enough vitamin C. Insufficient vitamin C causes arteries to become brittle and to rupture. Why? Because collagen is the cellular glue that holds the body together and holds the arteries together. And if you don't have sufficient quantities of vitamin C, you can start having arteries start blowing out on you. And it's so important that you maintain the vitamin C. Every single morning I get up and I have a purple stick. And I know we're out of stock on purple sticks. I got that. But I took a case before we ran out. You say, well, you took one of my boxes. Well, I probably did, okay? You'd fuss at me later, and if we didn't have such a flaky supplier, we'd have them back in stock, okay? But here's the thing. I still got purple sticks. Every morning I get up, have a purple stick, and I put about 2,000-3,000 milligrams of vitamin C in it as a powder. And I stir it up, and I drink it. That's my start. Then when I go to bed, I take another 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C or powdered ascorbate every single night. I tell you what, it's so important when you do that because it keeps your immune system really strong and it keeps your arteries and your skin's health super strong, and it also helps prevent wrinkles. Why does it help prevent wrinkles? Because it helps hold the skin together so the skin doesn't sag. Another study just came out said homocysteine levels are a clear indication now of Alzheimer's disease. This is an inflammation risk marker is what it is. And now we finally realize if homocysteine levels can be dropped with B vitamins, with vitamin C, particularly B vitamins, B6, B12, and folate, and B9, all of these things help to get rid of these problems associated with the brain. So when you combine that with vitamin C, man, it's amazing what it does. Remember, elevated homocysteine levels can damage the fragile linings of the blood vessels. Again, if they don't have enough vitamin C, promoting the deposits of artery clogging plaque, and raising the odds of catastrophic heart attack or stroke. So it's so important that you guys understand why these inflammatory markers need to be monitored. And if you're going to get tested for anything, I wouldn't get tested for cholesterol. I get tested for homocysteine. Now, another article that came out on rheumatoid arthritis. If you've got rheumatoid arthritis, it's really important you cut out a nightshade variety of vegetables. That's the bell peppers, the eggplant, the potatoes, and the tomatoes. In fact, I don't eat tomatoes anymore. I've got an allergy to them, and I'm really happy I have a tomato allergy. I mean, you people like to pour ketchup on eggs, for heaven's sakes. And here's the reality. Ketchup has more sugar in it than hummus. I mean, I'm sorry, more sugar than ice cream. Ketchup has more sugar than ice cream. So you need to avoid ketchup. And it's really hard on the joints. Also, vitamin D3, K2 is essential for helping to blast inflammation and protecting against it with the joints. Also, eliminate any processed or packaged foods, considering eliminating bread because of the glyphosate. Choose pesticide and GMO-free foods. Discover your food allergies like mine's tomatoes. And consult your integrative health provider to assist you in doing allergy testing. And by the way, blood allergy testing is pretty accurate. and you don't have to get your back pricked with it, leaving a bunch of scars on it. So I recommend that over the doggone back pricking stuff, which is pretty much old technology. But I just wanted to share with you the whole thing that we have here as far as a few things with health today, because of the discussions on this show. And here's one of the reasons I do that. Doctors up in Canada, they've euthanized a healthy man. He was dealing with depression. The family begged the doctors not to kill him. And the guy was so depressed at 61 years of age, he said, please kill me. And he allowed himself to be euthanized. Now, what's crazy about this is this apparently is legal in some states in the United States and also in Canada. And nobody sat down with this guy and said, you know, maybe you need to be taking omega-3 fats. Maybe you need to be taking B vitamins that are methylated. Maybe you need to be taking D3, K2 along with vitamin, C and, and all the different nutrients that your body has to have. Yesterday I had a lady come by here up here in North Carolina with her husband. In fact, it was the same guy who we prayed for that day. This was Harris's grandmother. She's got some health issues. And we started discussing what she could do from a nutritional standpoint with some health issues. And I spent, a couple hours with him, had a great time, good people, good friends, great people. And, it was really interesting to me because she's pretty much awake as far as what's going on. She's asked me all these questions that she's heard about how there were three buildings on 9/11 and no one else knows about her, and her friends think she nuts when she says it and stuff like this. And she says, you got to be very careful you tell this stuff to. And guys, those are the kind of people you're looking for. Those kind of people are awake. And they want to do something with health issues. Because, guys, if we know there's natural ways to combat and get rid of the problems like associated with depression, including 5-HTP, cod liver oil, B-complex, vitamin C, D3, K2, and in the vast majority of cases, it makes a huge difference within a week. Within a week? Why didn't somebody tell this guy who was depressed, hey, dude, why don't you try this before you decide to go ahead and check out and have them kill you? Oh, but that's right, Austin. I'm asking the wrong question. The question is, eugenics is a huge thing now in the United States and in Canada and globally, being pushed by the globalists. The same groups who bring us a generic Barbie. The same group that took down Building 7. Same group. And, basically, so the eugenics, they've got too many people on this planet, particularly they really, really hate white people. For some reason, we're like a tiny percentage, only a few percentage of the whole population of the planet's white. And yet they still just want to make us go away. So you got to ask yourself a question. Why do they hate whites so much? You black folks who listen to the show every day, I love you. Thanks for listening. Same thing with the Hispanic folks who listen to the show. But let me ask you a question. Why in the world do they hate white people so much? I mean, what have we done? To you guys. I mean, I know that you guys who listen to the show, they don't hate white people. They already had enough of listening to me rant and rave, and Austin rant and rave about this. But why is there such an atavistic hatred of... Oh, that's right. I forgot. That's right. It was about the Protestant Revolution. It's about Catholicism. It's about the fact that the white people carried the torch for Jesus Christ through the Dark Ages, all the way up into the Middle Ages, all the way up into today's times. That's right, it was the white people, wasn't it? It was the Christians. That's right, it was the Christian white people that developed the churches and had the evangelistic crusades in the last couple thousand years. And I'm not discounting what the blacks have done and the Hispanics have done as far as doing that, and all the black Hispanic preachers that we have that are running around doing this stuff. I'm not discounting any of that. I'm talking about who carried the torch and the mantle for 2,000 years. It was the white guys. Just thought I'd mention that. So therefore, they have to be dealt with. How dare they believe that Jesus Christ was the Son of God? How dare they believe that the Virgin Mary was a virgin? A lot of these guys are taught that the Virgin Mary is a whore and that Jesus Christ was a demon-possessed sorcerer. So how dare the white people believe in Jesus? How dare the white people believe in the blood of the Lamb? We can't let them talk about the blood because there's power in the blood. We got to get rid of these people. And we've got to compromise their churches. We've got to come in and we got to tell everybody it's an inclusive doctrine. Everybody can come in regardless of whether you accept Jesus Christ or not. Everybody's going to be happy, happy. We're going to sit around a campfire saying, Kumbaya! As we go to gay weddings and go hear Lady Gaga concerts and try to figure out how the real world works. Oh, come on, guys. The Word says, come ye out from among them, be ye separate, touch not the unclean thing. Stay away from that weird sick stuff. Stay away from movies like The Joker. Gosh, bleh. That stuff makes me want to puke just watching the doggone previews. Why do you want to put that mess in your head? I'm pontificating again, Austin. What do you think? What's your next story, bud?
You're absolutely right about that. Also, too, in other news, as far as with health news, this is interesting. A lawsuit has now been filed against Lowe's and Walmart for selling glyphosate still. This is ironic. A lawsuit filed earlier this month in Texarkana federal court seeks damages on behalf of Arkansas and California consumers who bought Roundup weed killer products from Lowe's stores in those states. They went on to say here that in the Western District of Arkansas, they're representing anyone who bought a Roundup product from a Lowe's store in Arkansas in the 5 years preceding the filing of the suit, and anyone who bought Roundup products from a Lowe's store in California in the 4 years preceding the filing, the following suit. And so what's ironic about this is I'm glad to see this now, and there's another one similar to filed in August against Walmart, that more and more and more and more attorneys and more people are waking up to try to get this stuff off the shelf. The fact that this stuff still is on the shelves of stores boggles my mind. It's so funny to me. I get a kick out of it, right? So we have this huge dilemma in the United States right now. You know, seven people in the entire last year have allegedly died from using vaporizer, vape pen, you know, these non-e-cigarette things. Now, let me do a disclaimer. I am not a proponent of vaping. I do not vape. I do not think it's good. I don't think it's necessarily healthy at all, period. However, I think it's ironic that we have seven people in the whole country die from vaping, and all of a sudden it's this national emergency and vape pens need to be banned. Nobody should be able to use them. Nobody should be able to sell them. And then you turn around and you see stores like Lowe's and Walmart still carrying glyphosate, even after we've had numerous lawsuits who've ruled in favor of the basically individuals that have come down with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma without a question, without a shadow of a doubt, it caused it. And yet, it's still on the market, it's still on the shelves, it hasn't been banned, and nobody half the time even questions it. It's kind of funny how big tobacco, just smoking alone, produces roughly, on average, 320,000 deaths in the United States. Those numbers are from the CDC, by the way. Those numbers are from the CDC stating that big tobacco smoking causes roughly 320,000 deaths in the United States every single year attributed to cigarette smoke or secondhand cigarette smoke. So it's funny how now it's this big giant thing. Oh, we've got to ban e-cigs because seven people died. Or it's kind of ironic, too, how 300-400 people come down with the measles. Nobody dies. Nobody's severely injured. People get sick. They go to the hospital for a week. They get better. They go home. But oh my gosh, it's a national emergency. We need to have forced, mandated vaccines immediately because we have this measles epidemic where people got sick and then they went home and then they were perfectly fine. When, in case, in most cases, you find out that a large percentage of the people who even got sick were people that got vaccinated with the MMR vaccine. So I just see some of this stuff right now, and it just kind of makes me chuckle in an ironic standpoint how Lowe's and Walmart are getting sued for still selling glyphosate when we know that it has harmed tens of thousands of people, probably millions of people in aggregate when you look at the long-term effects of what glyphosate is doing to the body. It's ironic, too. I talked to a friend of mine the other day. He eats usually pretty clean most of the time. And him and his wife went and got Papa John's. They called in Papa John's. They were basically busy. They wanted some pizza. They hadn't pizza in a while. And he ended up getting it. They blasted, like, the whole pizza down. And he said it was crazy. So the next morning, he was so unbelievably sore. His joints were completely inflamed. Colon was messed up. Digestive system was messed up. And he goes, man, he goes, I'm not used to eating that much gluten. I said, well, yeah. I said, the gluten will bite you to some extent. I said, but remember, I said, people have eaten wheat for thousands of years. I said, it's not just gluten. It's just this, oh, my gosh, this horrible compound that causes all these horrible ailments as soon as you eat it. I mean, people have used wheat for thousands of years. It's just now that we're starting to see these issues. And gluten is inflammatory. There's no question about it. Bread makes you fat. There's no question about that. That's why I don't eat bread. But the thing about it is you got to start looking at the facts. if you guys remember, and I'm going to pull this up again, just to remind you, to give you guys a little update, there's a company, basically a nonprofit called GMO Free USA, and they've gone around the country for years now testing products, including restaurant products and order products, to see what the glyphosate rating is as far as what the parts per billion it contains of glyphosate. And it's funny because they tested pizza recently. Pizza Hut, Papa John's, and Domino's. Pizza Hut came in, their pizza crust tested at 5.2 parts per billion of glyphosate, which is relatively small, but it's still, you eat enough of it, you're still getting glyphosate in your system. Domino's came in at 52.8 parts per billion. It's starting to get up there. Papa John's had 184 parts per billion for their pizza crust. Now, most people go, well, that's parts per billion, that's not much. How much of a compound do you want to eat in your system that you know is directly linked to cancer? How much do you want to eat? If you know that you're eating a pizza crust, and they say, hey, listen, we kind of contaminated the pizza crust with decon, rat poison. You know, it probably is not going to kill you. It more than likely is not going to kill you if you eat it. But just one disclaimer that there is rat poison in this pizza crust. It's only a small amount. It's not a lot. But it's in there. We got to kind of tell you it's in there. You'll more than likely be okay. So just be fine. You won't notice it. You won't taste it, but it's in there. Yeah. Are you going to sit there when they bring that pizza out to you? Are you going to go, it's only a little bit of decon. It's only a little bit of rat poison, guys. It's not that much. It's really, it's just a little bit. We'll be fine if we eat it. Are you going to eat it? I can almost guarantee you that 99% of anybody you ask and use that analogy on, they're going to say, absolutely not, I'm not going to eat that. Are you a moron? It's got decon in it. It doesn't matter if it's a small amount or not. I'm not putting that garbage in my body. It's designed to kill rats. It's designed to kill plants. What's the difference when you look at the aspect of how toxic it is and how much cancer it causes? This is what you have to start asking yourself. Look at what's in the food you're eating. Some of the places tested horrible. Panera Bread, their whole grain bagel, tested positive for 677 parts per billion of glyphosate. 677, almost pushing near the 1,000 part per billion with glyphosate. Now you're getting up to their serious amount. And majority of stuff they tested was almost all of the bread products, all of the bagel products that were insanely high amounts of glyphosate. And I mean, you can go on and on and on and on and on. All the way from IHOP's pancakes to Outback Steakhouse to Subway. The Subway, it was 296 parts per billion for their 7-grain honey oat bread. Whole Foods, oh yeah, the Whole Foods, the one that's supposedly non-GMO and really healthy, their honey wheat bread in their bakery in Whole Foods, not products that they carry on the shelf, not that. Their whole grain bread that you buy at their bakery in Whole Foods tested positive for 167 parts per billion of glyphosate. So question what you're eating, question what you're putting in your body, and understand that this stuff has side effects. You may not see a side effect right now. You may not have something debilitating happen to you right now, but best believe this glyphosate, and I personally believe that glyphosate, when they're finally going to look back on this, a lot of the researchers that have overlooked this or chosen to look away from it, and I think glyphosate is going to be one of the most horrific, dangerous compounds that was ever allowed to be used on human-consumed food, and we're going to have an epidemic of proportions we've never seen before in the United States with digestive problems, with as far as leaky gut syndrome, with kidney issues, with liver issues, all these things. And we're already starting to see them now. We're starting to see these kids that have been raised, especially these early generation Xers or Zs or whatever they call them, pre-millennials now, that were basically born in the late 90s. That have been given and pretty much raised almost solely on GMO foods their entire life. And there's kids now that are coming down in their 20s with leaky gut syndrome and liver issues, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, which they're seeing a lot from the high fructose corn syrup and the glyphosate. This is going to be a serious issue, and it's not by accident that these stores have still carried glyphosate. It's not by accident that Monsanto, now bought by Bayer, still allows this stuff to be produced and used on food for human consumption. This isn't by accident, guys. This is something that they know is happening, they see it happening, and it's still going on. We're still seeing food contaminated. And here's the kicker. Even if we pull all the glyphosate off the shelves, even if we halt all production of glyphosate usage on any crops in the United States. This stuff is in the soil. It is leached in the soil and will not come out for years, years, years of trying to clean this stuff out. But you have to start somewhere. So, I mean, at least if we did it now, we stop using this stuff, we could at least maybe get some clean food in the next 5 to 10 years. But again, that's not what these globalists want to have happen. They want to make sure everybody's... Because remember, it's not just the glyphosate causing health issues. It's the merry-go-round of the glyphosate being sold, making billions of dollars, contaminating the food supply, calling a need for more CRISPR-9 gene editing and GMO engineering of the food. All this stuff goes round and round and round. And then causing the health issues that I'm talking about. And then pushing people in the medical industrial complex that we warned about so much. Then getting people on operations and medications for the rest of the remainder of life because of the health issues they've had that were directly caused from glyphosate that was put in the system so they could use more GMO and CRISPR-9 gene editing so they could turn around and modify the food and the humans more effectively, at the same time make billions of dollars off doing it. It's a big, gigantic circle, and you have to open up your mind and see the broad picture of what's really going on. And once you see it, it will completely change the way you look at food and how you eat and where you eat. I promise you that. And that is why we bring that topic up so much on the show, because it is still something that is on the shelves and still people use it on a regular basis, and it boggles my mind, Dad.
You know, Austin, I try to avoid bread products unless they're organic. And now I try to avoid all of them. Oh, by the way, since I was just chilling out here listening to Austin, really enjoying his little pontification on all this stuff with the glyphosate, which is really important to talk about, I pulled up the CEO of Mattel, who just brought us a generic Barbie, you know, gendered no Barbie, just to see if I was right. Now, guys, I hadn't done this before the show, so I'm just going to read you this, okay? The guy had named, the guy that said, it was Y-N-O-N, Kreitz, K-R-E-I-Z, is the CEO of Mattel, right? I'm reading this from Wikipedia now, so if you want to get pissed off, excuse me, I slipped. If you want to get upset, you go ahead and just get upset with Wikipedia. Jan Kreitz is the American-Israeli businessman and current CEO of Mattel. He served as chairman and CEO of Fox Kids Europe from 97 to 2002. Born Tel Aviv, Israel. Nationality, Israeli. Education, Tel Aviv University. CEO of Mattel, chairman and CEO of Maker Studios and the mall at Fox Kids Europe. Known for Maker Studios and the mall Fox Kids Europe. Yeah, I don't really know where to go from here. You guys just read between the lines, and you can figure it out on your own, because I'm not going to have a bunch of letters come to me again. But I did not know this guy was head of Mattel. But what did I tell you guys? What did I tell you? It's always these extreme liberals. Remember, Tel Aviv is the number one homosexual destination in the world. They just had a gay pride march there with 200,000 attendees. Gay pride. And this guy was born and raised there, Israeli citizen, head of Mattel. Just thought I'd mention that in passing today. Had no idea who it was. Just kind of guessed, and guess what? It just seems to be that way, doesn't it? By the way, the Pope, speaking, so let's not just pick on, let's pick on the Pope, too. Pope Francis now endorses an essay trashing U.S. conservative Christians. Oh, guys, here's a newsflash. That's me and Austin and you guys. Now the Pope is trashing U.S. conservative Christians. In Rome, Pope Francis has publicly endorsed an essay that appeared in 27 criticizing relations between evangelicals and Catholics in the United States as it says, Eukenism of hate. I'm going to post this on my website so you can see that and so you can understand who and what these people believe as far as the Pope. And I've got so many of my Catholic friends who absolutely loathe this guy, want him taken out of office. You know, this guy used to be, you know, the Pope used to be considered God's emissary here on earth, his voice. And boy, I tell you what, this guy doesn't have the voice of the great Almighty. He doesn't have the voice of the great I am. Nah, man, he's got some other voices that are running through his head. This guy's messed up, boy. He needs to remember the same guy in Argentina who worked with Operation Condor, had so many of his own parishioners sent to death. Wow. So, guys, always remember, I want to start the show. today, or I want to end the show today, as I started the show today. In Christ, we are redeemed through his powerful blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus Christ, our Savior, paid for the penalty of our sins and resulted in the forgiveness of our sins in accordance with the riches of his grace, which he lavishes on us. Guys, you are born again through the blood of the Lamb, through the power of your testimony. I love you guys. I got to pray for you this morning. It means so much to me that you've given me the opportunity to do that. You guys are family to me. I want you to know something. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Remember, guys, we've got to stay together as Christians. You know, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I love you guys. I'll talk to you on Hagman tonight, and you guys are amazing. And have a great, great weekend, and I will talk to you guys again, if not tonight, on Monday. Austin, the show is yours.
Yes, absolutely. And yes, guys, again, as we continue to just try to encourage everybody and bring you the truth at the same time, be aware of this stuff that's going on and also be prepared what's going on. That's why I brought the aspect up of that sick Joker movie that's coming out. There's certain things that there's just no reason for you to be involved in or go do. And when you start seeing stuff like that, understand what's going on. But on the meantime as well, when you go out, when you do things, always be prepared and always be ready. And I tell people, don't have to be paranoid. You don't have to walk around like you're some schizoid. But understand, have a sense of situational awareness when you're out and about, when you're driving, when you're going to a parking lot, when you're going to a store, if you're going to a movie, if you're at a gas station, because they're doing these movies intentionally to program the psyche of the population to become as violent and as aggressive as they possibly can. That's why they came out with those movies, The Purge, and they continue to get more and more sadistic until the last one I think they came out with. I didn't see any of them. The last one I think they went in, and it was about basically like America Reborn or something. It was full anarchy. They built these movies because they put these subliminal ideas and very blatant ideas in the populace's mind. Now, a lot of people, if you see them and you're very awake like we are and our listeners are, you'll see massive amounts of what they're trying to put in these movies, and you're like, golly. But to the unknowing population that watches CNN and drinks their MSG or eats their MSG and diet sodas, they're not aware of this in most cases. And so they don't see a lot of the stuff in these films, and they're very easily manipulated. So again, be aware of this, because as soon as there's any type of serious catastrophic event again in the United States, a big one, especially if there's multiple ones, people are going to start getting really, really edgy. So again, thank you for the support. Stay strong. Stay awake. Be sure to check out anything on our website at healthmasters.com. Thank you again for the support. The Cortisol Buster is on sale right now as product of the week. Be sure to check that out. Enjoy the show tonight with Ted. Have a blessed, safe, awesome weekend, and I'll talk to you again Monday as always.